We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Landry Abercrombie.
And I'm Uma Tay.
It's Thursday, February 26, 2026. Multiple construction projects have caused road closures in the city of Champaign. The intersection of Paula Drive and Mattis Avenue will be closed starting tomorrow. The east lane of the northbound side of Mattis will also be closed to facilitate construction. There will also be intermittent closures on the west lane of the southbound side of Mattis during the day. Residents will be able to access driveways and Fire Station 5 during the closure. Also in Champaign, an eastbound lane of Kirby Avenue at the intersection of Prospect Avenue will be closed for traffic light repairs. The closure will be in effect today from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. More lane and road closures will be announced as the construction progresses.
Looking at updates in sports, yesterday the Illinois men's baseball team notched its first home win in a high-scoring game against Lindenwood. The Illini improved to 4-4 after a 13-9 win, extending their winning streak to 2 games. This is the second straight game where Illinois scored more than 10 runs. Illinois got on the board first with a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the third inning. After Lindenwood scored 5 runs in the top of the fourth, Illinois struck back with 5 runs in both the fourth and fifth innings. Illini senior right fielder Cole Wareheim went 3-for-5, scoring 2 runs. Freshman first baseman A.J. Putty and junior second baseman Michael Farina also notched 2 hits. The Illini hope to continue their win streak tomorrow against their first Big Ten opponent in Michigan State.
Looking ahead for baseball, Illinois baseball is headed to Greenville, South Carolina this weekend for the first pitch invitational at Fluor Field. Illinois will play 3 games in 3 days against a competitive field. The team opens tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central Time against the Michigan State Spartans. The Fighting Illini then face the College of Charleston Cougars Saturday at 9 a.m. Central Time and will wrap up Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time against the Albany Great Danes. College of Charleston enters as the biggest opponent after a 37-win season last year, while Michigan State gives Illinois an early Big Ten test on a neutral field. Illinois comes in with momentum after a 14-5 road win over 6th-ranked Coastal Carolina. That win featured a grand slam from freshman first baseman A.J. Putty and marked career victory number 600 for head coach Dan Hartlib. Fans in Illinois can follow the games with live stats and audio at fightingillini.com with streaming information available through the tournament host site.
If basketball is more your speed, number 3-ranked Michigan men's basketball travels to the State Farm Center tomorrow to face off against the 10th-ranked Illinois in one of the most anticipated Big Ten matchups this season. The Illini enter the game coming off of a tough overtime loss at UCLA last Saturday, their 3rd overtime loss this month. Illinois looks to get its 3rd top 5 win this year against Michigan, this time with a healthy roster. A core piece of Michigan's 26-2 record this season has been from the addition of sophomore forward Moraes Johnson, who transferred from Illinois. Johnson has started in every game he's suited up for in Michigan, something he wasn't able to do last year in Illinois. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 p.m., broadcasting live on Fox.
For those looking for softball updates, coming off a 2-2 finish at the Raleigh Times Tournament in North Carolina, Illinois softball will travel this weekend to Bowling Green, Kentucky for the 5-game Hilltopper Spring Fling. Redshirt freshman pitcher Abby Sabalaski made 3 starts last weekend, tossing her first collegiate complete game. The lefty will hope to continue that momentum in Kentucky, where Illinois will play Ball State, Western Kentucky, and IU Indy. Illinois softball currently has a 5-9 record overall.
And that's a wrap. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Vinnie Mag Somble, Madison Magnus, Adam Edwards, and Mac Jones.
From WPGU News, this has been Landry Abercrombie
and Uma Tay.